It's not easy for journalists or human rights defenders to investigate the state of justice in Crimea. Russia has blocked the United Nations Committee Against Torture, and Amnesty International reports that Moscow continues to deny access for international organizations. However, disturbing reports of political persecution, disappearances, and torture are emerging. Recently, the United States delegation to the OSCE invited Oleksandra Romantsova, a human rights defender from the Kiev-based Center for Civil Liberties, to brief delegates on the situation in Ukraine, including Crimea. She says intimidation is commonplace.
It's very difficult for us because if you have a Ukrainian passport and trying to get some information, you start first of all persecuted from official policemen, self-militarians group, they so-called, it's paramilitary group.
To gather information on what's happening to political detainees and to help those in prison, the Center for Civil Liberties relies on a number of Russian and Belarusian human rights lawyers and defenders who can access Crimea directly from Russia. Their reports paint a disturbing picture.
The situation in Crimea started to be worse and worse. From 2014, we started from 11 people who was arrested. Now it's 66 people. Half of them was arrested during the last 4 months. So it's tendency which growing.
Many of those detained are members of Crimea's Tatar minority. For centuries, they were the majority in Crimea. But under the Soviets, there were mass deportations. Today, Tatars make up about 12% of the population. After the annexation, their main representative body, the Mezhlis, was banned. Many influential Tatars are now in exile. One of them is journalist Eder Muzdadbayev, who now runs a television station for Crimean Tatars from the Ukraine capital Kiev. Speaking from there, he told Deutsche Welle that ahead of the Russian presidential election, Tatars, most of whom did not want to vote, were under pressure.
They, the Secret Service, are intimidating people in different ways to force them to vote. They need to demonstrate that Tatars support them, when in actual fact they don't have that support. In particular, the people who work in government institutions like schools are threatened and know that on the day after the elections they will be sacked.
Eder also says that Russia has brought people from Uzbekistan and Tajikistan to Crimea for the presidential election, so that Russian television viewers will see dark-haired people voting and think they are Crimean Tatars. Oleksandra Romantsova says the majority of Tatars who returned after the earlier Soviet deportations are hanging on, hoping their plight will not be ignored by the international community. Kerry Skyring, DW, Vienna.